Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. Today we remember those who've served and sacrificed their lives for our nation. Dawn services have begun right across central Victoria and Sunraysia. The Dawn service in Bendigo began a short time ago. Local RSL President Glenn Ludman says the community really gets behind the events.
We've had 10,000 to 15,000 for a morning service in the CBD. So weather dependent and what day of the week it falls, but given it's a Thursday and the weather's good, we're looking for maximum attendance to support our veterans.
Large numbers are expected to turn out to Mildura's service at Henderson Park, which started a short time ago. Paul Mensch from the RSL says they usually see a crowd of around 5,000 people attend the Dawn service and many more at the march.
The crowds are always awesome and it's great to see so many kids waving Australian flags and waving at our veterans as they march past.
The summer life-saving season has officially ended in Victoria and it's been revealed it was the deadliest in the state's history. Life-saving Vic's Liam Cricker says there were 27 drownings across the state.
Now this number is higher than any other summer that we've seen before, eclipsing the previous record of 24. That's 27 lives we have seen lost in our inland waterways, in our coastal areas, that could have been prevented.
And the investigation into that Bendigo ram raid yesterday morning continues. Police believe a man rammed three businesses on Hargrave Street at around 4 a.m. before driving off. While it's believed nothing was stolen from the sites, each business incurred significant damage. Anyone with information is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. The Mildura Heat are back home at the Hothouse this weekend for some Big V basketball action. Both the men and women's squads are facing the Surf Coast, with the first game to get underway at 6 p.m. on Saturday.